Dealing with negative and complaining employees is one of the top challenges that leaders face. I'm Greg Schenkel, President of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and today I want to talk about how you as a leader can combat the negativity and complaining that you might hear from your team. Now, remember that people who are negative don't think of themselves as being negative. They just think they're being conversational or perhaps doing you a favor by pointing out the things that aren't going well in the workplace. So if you actually call them a negative, complaining person, they're probably going to say, "Hey, what are you doing? What are you talking about? I'm not negative. I'm just a realist." So, of course, in your personal life, you can choose, you know, whether to spend time with people, more time or less time, based on how you like them and whether they're positive or a negative influence in your life. When you're a leader, though, at work, it's different. You're supposed to interact with all of your team members, including the ones that you don't particularly enjoy talking to. And if you choose to ignore them instead of interact with them, well, that just causes even more negative behaviors and a lack of motivation overall. So as the leader, you're going to have to suck it up and still interact with the people who are negative. So how do you deal with the negativity without letting it drag you down as the leader? Well, my first tip for you is to limit, but don't avoid people. So you can spend less time interacting with the people who are negative, but you can't outright avoid them and ignore them because that will not create motivation in your team, both for that individual as a contributor and even for other people on your team. So you're going to still have to interact, but you can limit your interactions and set tighter parameters about those interactions. And to do that, you can go on to my second tip, which is ask the right questions. When you ask somebody, "How are you doing?" or "What's happening?" or "How are things?" if you know they tend to be negative, those questions are just going to invite more criticism and more complaints. So why not ask the right questions like, "Hey, what did you do for excitement over the weekend?" or "Hey, how did that tournament your son was in go?" But maybe say, "Hey, what were the highlights from the ball tournament your son was in or the hockey tournament they were in?" So you're just asking about more positive questions like, "Hey, what suggestions would you have for making things even better?" And that way they'll hopefully think of constructive and helpful answers to your questions. And the third tip I have for this is to listen and reflect. So, like we've talked about before, you hear them and you reflect back what you heard, but then that way you're trying to put a bow around it and put a button on the issue. So it might say, "Hey, I hear what you're saying. You got some concerns of this. What good things happened and what suggestions do you have?" And that way, you know, they know that you heard them instead of just ignoring whatever their comment was. The next tip on the list is to take an alternate point of view or reframe. So what you're trying to do is to help them see that there might be another side to what they just told you. So they pointed out a negative. Maybe what you're going to say is, "Hey, I hear what you're saying. There's probably issues with that. Another way I look at it is maybe this is an opportunity for us to learn something and get better over time. Or I hear what you're saying right now. This is particularly negative. But when I think back of some of the other things that we found were negative, eventually we worked them out and it turned out okay. So I think we should kind of view this thing a bit as an experiment that we're just staying curious about it. And then my last tip in the sequence here is to remind people of past success. So, you know, even though they might be complaining about a particular issue right now, you're going to remind them of all the ways that things have gotten better and how we've dealt with things before and how they've turned out okay. And although I agree probably with what you're thinking, which is that's still not going to convince this person not to be negative, all you're trying to do is combat it a little bit. Now, eventually, if all that doesn't work out, your last course of action as a leader really is to address it as a behavior issue. And that means you're going to have a conversation with the person and point out all the ways that they tend to be negative and critical instead of being helpful and supportive or at least stay open-minded to looking for a solution. So you may have to actually have a disciplinary talk or at least a conversation about those behaviors and how you need them to dial them back. Obviously, dealing with negativity and complaining is just part of your leadership job, so you'll have to get stronger at dealing with that without totally ignoring your team, and just contain it and help look for positives. Now, once you've figured out how to deal with some of the negative things that you do as a leader, you might want to nourish your more positive attributes in your leadership portfolio, and you can do that, of course, through our website at uniquedevelopment.com or by accessing all the conversational tools we have on our various social media platforms. No matter how we can help you, I look forward to partnering with you on your leadership journey.